Sometimes there are elements of our culture, particularly in what we consume, that seep down into our everyday life. I've been told I have a salty tongue. Many times in the South, we hear people told that they are sweet as pie. But it's hard to find a place where food and personality have more of a blurred line than in Yiddish. It's almost as though a lot of Jewish culture seems to entirely revolve around the dinner table, often in the best way possible. For writers Joyce Eisenberg and Ellen Solnick, they grasp the connection between food and everyday life, and they also understand that connection often blurs the line between heritage and cultural evolution, particularly when it comes to what's kosher and what isn't, what's a trendy fat, and what's a holy fat. Here's Brooke German reading their story, Schmaltz.
Schmaltzy is an adjective from Yiddish, but it can be found in many English dictionaries that means overly sentimental or gushingly sweet. As in, sometimes I'm in the mood for a good schmaltzy song, so I tune my car radio to the oldies station. Schmaltzy usually refers to cultural things, art or music, not food. But schmaltz, the noun, is the Yiddish word for rendered chicken fat. It's an essential ingredient in Jewish cooking. It adds the flavor to old world dishes like chopped liver, gribens, cracklings, and kasha vernishkes, buckwheat grains cooked with bow tie pasta. In the days before cholesterol concerns and alternative products, most good Jewish cooks collected and saved their own goose or chicken fat to use as shortening in recipes, because commercial lard was not kosher, and vegetable oil was almost unknown. Thinking about schmaltz got us reminiscing about butter. Growing up, butter was rare in our homes. Our moms preferred margarine, usually Fleischmann's, because it was healthier for you. We thought margarine was invented in the 1950s, but it turns out it was created in 1869 by a French chemist. Prolific cookbook author and cooking maven Sheila Kaufman wrote in an article entitled 350 Years and Counting, America's Evolving Jewish Cuisine, that margarine gave Jewish cooks a way to use a butter-like substance in their meat dishes and still be non-dairy, thus conform to the laws of kashrut, not mixing meat products with dairy. We also recall seeing coffee can-like tubs of gooey white Crisco vegetable shortening in some pantries. Kaufman writes, Procter & Gamble advertised Crisco as a product for which the Hebrew race had been waiting 4,000 years. Crisco was introduced in 1911, and it was the first solid shortening product made entirely of vegetable oil. It was non-dairy and could replace butter or animal fat in recipes. Crisco is certified kosher too. In 1933, P&G published a bilingual booklet of Crisco recipes for the Jewish housewife in English and in Yiddish. Crisco is still around today. It comes in handy sticks for baking that don't have to be refrigerated. They even make a version that is butter-flavored and yellow, not the strange bright white of old. To spread on toast, there's a variety of modern choices. You can use Smart Balance, a natural oil blend that includes soybean, canola, and olive oils, or Earth Balance, its competitor. Happy that margarine has been defamed, some have returned to eating butter. A quick look around the supermarket yields many butter choices. There's the usual Land of Lakes brand, but also slow-churned European-style Plugra, or the Kerrygold pure Irish butter with higher butter fat content. We also have Pam, specially formulated non-stick cooking sprays, olive oil, butter flavor, and the one with flour that works so well for baking. We no longer have to grease and flour our pan, tapping the extra flour into the sink, but it might be a trade-off with all the chemicals needed to propel that flour into a spray. We're nostalgic for the old days, the ones, well, before our time, when cooks only had a choice between schmaltz and schmaltz. If you didn't save your own schmaltz in the freezer in an old soup can, you could always find it in the frozen kosher section of the supermarket. These days, it's making a comeback. Chefs are taking notice of its great taste. It's being served in fancy restaurants. Is it only a matter of time before local delis start putting those little jars of creamy, salty, artery-clogging, schmaltzy goodness back out on each table? We could mail order a half pound of schmaltz, just $6.99, from our online friends at Schmaltz Deli in Naperville, Illinois. We're pals on Twitter because they like our style and we like their name. But if we ever get to visit them, we have a funny feeling we'd want to eat the rugelach first.
Pennsylvania's Joyce Eisenberg and Ellen Solnick are authors of The Dictionary of Jewish Words and The Whole Spiel. That was Brooke German reading their story, Schmaltz. To find that story and our original artwork, this month featuring the minimalist drawings of Nettie Fisher, head to our webpage, dirty-spoon.com.